The investigation into the case concerning the atypical BSE dairy cow in California back in April has concluded. And when it comes to the last two animals that this cow gave birth to, one was stillborn and disposed of, while the other was humanely euthanized and had negative BSE test results. In addition, 344 birth cohorts were identified and all had records that were traced back. As for possible tainted feed, USDA Chief Veterinarian Dr. John Clifford said they identified 12 feed suppliers, with one now out of business and the other 11 in compliance with the state's food and agriculture requirements. But bottom line to this whole incident, Clifford said they were able to detect this animal.
The atypical BSEs can have a little different pattern of the prion or the agent itself in the brain tissue that we're collecting, but we were able to detect this animal with the tests that we currently use, and those tests tend to be very sensitive.
And at this point, he does not anticipate any changes.
We feel that the program we have in place in the U.S. to protect human health and animal health and the safeguards that we have in place are effective, and the risk of BSE in this country is extremely low.
And thus, Dr. Clifford said, this closes out this particular case.
But I think the U.S. consumer should have confidence in our food supply in the U.S. and the initiative that we have taken both on this issue as well as any future issues relative to BSE. They can be confident in the response that we take and the way we handle that.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.